Blog Talk Radio.
Mother, do you think they'll drop the bomb? Mother, do you think they'll like this song? Do you think they'll try to break my balls?
Mama's gonna keep baby healthy and clean.
be so high.
And welcome to Resistance Radio. We are back after some rough technical difficulties over the week, but we are here with Hurricane Ann, Virgil Spragas, Russa Hootie tonight on this Monday night special. And I tell you what, it's been a wild week and a wild ride with the government and everything. Hey, Hurricane, hello, Virgil, hello, Russa. How are y'all hanging in there?
Oh, we're hanging in here, Tommy.
Can you hear me?
Yes. I hear you.
All right. Yeah. I'm sorry about the connection is bad tonight. As y'all know, my router got fried during the storm, so I'm having to use my cell phone to connect. So the connection's horrible on my end. So anyway, I tell you what, there's so much going on this week. Had a lot of stuff going down. Nancy Pelosi just announced that she's going to let Trump speak at the White House next week. And everything. So, Hurricane, we'll go ahead and let you take off. What do you think about all this?
Hey,
Hurricane, are you there?
Everybody. Yeah, you got me muted.
Yeah.
Got me muted. Hello. Did you unmute me yet? Hello.
Oh, yeah, you're unmuted.
Hello, yeah.
Yeah, you're
okay,
unmuted.
Hey, all right. Hello, world. It's me. So we are having a long backstorm here also, so I don't know how my connection is. I had to go outside a while ago, and all of the stuff on our porch blew off. I mean, the pictures, the saw blades, all the antique stuff blew off the porch. It's crazy. The doors were slamming. It scared the living hell out of me. It was pretty bad.
Wow.
I don't know what's going on.
Sound
I think the northern hit or something.
Yeah, they said there was supposed to be some high winds around up in your area earlier. I was watching the news. So we're due for some Arctic blast winds today. So, but anyway, I tell you what, there's been a lot of scrutinizing going on, and and everything going down, and stuff. So, what's your input? What do you think's going to happen this week?
Me? What do I think? Me?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm sure that basically they're panicking because Donald Trump's putting the hammer on them. So they're scrambling around trying to think of something sinister that they could do as a distract. And for some reason, what the hell? Has anyone ever read, like, the Constitution, like Section 2, Article 3, I believe it is? I may be wrong, but I think it's Section 2, Article 3, where the president has a right to do a State of the Union. Who the hell does Nancy Pelosi think she is telling him he can or cannot give her a... I'm sorry, did I miss something in the Constitution? Or, did I just drop it on my head? But, I mean, what is this lady's nuts?
Right.
How do you
know
the president what she can or cannot do? It's his constitutional
right.
Right,
exactly.
And he is the president and the boss. And it's like Pelosi thinks she's the boss and she's got the power, and she really don't. She's really limited, you know. And now we got Kamala Harris, who's running, and from what I am understanding, in Article 23 and Article 14, she can't run for president because she's a non-American citizen. Her parents are both non-American citizens.
Yeah. I'm not even concerned about that friggin' idiot. I said, I'm not even concerned about that idiot. Something I'd like to touch on, though, is all you people out there that are saying that our president caved on this border wall stuff. I'll tell you what, I don't trust any politicians, and I have my days where Trump has me scratching my head. But look, that was a sound political move, and whether you like it or not, sometimes you have to play the game like that. What he did was opened the government back up and gave them time to try to get something done. So when that 15 days is up and he declares a national emergency or does whatever it is that he does, he will have covered all the bases. He will have given Congress another chance to do their job. So
exactly. He stated once he exhausts all the options according to the law, which he is doing, the Democrats don't require or anything, he can go ahead and do martial law or national emergency, and nobody can do anything. They're saying this was tied up for years, and no, it cannot.
And
you know,
because
he could go to Supreme Court and say, hey, you know, he could go to
the
Supreme Court and argue and say, hey, I did everything I could. They didn't work with me, so this is where we're at. And the Supreme Court's going to say, okay, here you go. You know, simple as that.
We know the FBI, we now know that the FBI is dirty from the top to the bottom. What is up with this raid on Roger Stone's house? The 66-year-old man doesn't even own a weapon, all right? He'd been cooperating with him. He would have gladly walked down there and turned himself in. He doesn't have – it was more of this Mueller fucking here we go, Big Show, oh, my God, we're raiding these people's houses. And CNN just happened to be there. You know, and I mean, that was ridiculous. They sent more guys over to Roger Stone's house, a 66-year-old American citizen who's been cooperating with them in investigation, than they sent to get Osama bin Laden, and they sent Navy SEALs to get Osama bin Laden. You know what? You know what?
Well, Russell, they sent two agents to get the Unabomber. They sent two agents to get the freaking Unabomber.
This shit is all a fucking pony show. Dog and pony show, period.
Exactly. I was watching Roger Stone's comments on Twitter today. And, you know, he said, oh, I have no connections with Russia whatsoever. He started in the campaign with Trump in the beginning, but he dropped out and everything, and the new AG said
Joseph, nobody can hear what you're saying.
Yeah, nobody can hear you. It's horrible. Yeah, you're just literally every valuable ball is gone. It's bad.
Go ahead.
But,
But
we can't hear you. We can't understand anything that you say.
It's a witch hunt. You know, that's all it is. They're at the last stretch, and Roger and Mueller has nothing. He has nothing on him, any of them. You know?
I mean, I could see him sending 27 agents to my house. That'd probably be about what it would take. But, you know, I mean, come on, man. I mean, this has gotten to be... Okay, so now we know that the FBI is dirty from the top to the bottom. This Christopher Wray is Comey 2.0. I don't know where Whitaker is, our temporary AG. He's done absolutely nothing with anything. And our president is still left out there hanging out by himself. You know, and there's no reason not to have something done on this immigration and wall and stuff. We had the House, the Senate, the presidency for 2 years, and the establishment Republican that was Paul Ryan, Mitch McConnell, Lindsey. I've never been married. I'm probably gay. Graham.
Yep.
You know, I mean, it's ridiculous.
Today,
and what really pisses me off is people are doing just like the Jewish people did with Nazi Germany. Oh, well, this will pass. We'll vote him out. I am so fed up with American citizenry that I could just about puke.
Russell, did you read my post yesterday where I said our Mexico governor is passing the same laws New York did? They're passing the abortion lawful term, but to top this off, they just passed a legislation today that any illegal immigrant that does any kind of crime, murder, rape, or whatever it is, they can get away with it because ICE and police officers are not allowed to touch them. Go figure that one out.
I caught about every third word of that, but I think you were saying that.
I can't hear anything Joe was saying. It's just like static. I haven't heard a bit of anything he said at all.
Okay. Well, Ann, you're the you follow us on all the Pew stuff and all that. There's been any good drops that gives any insight here the last few days or the last week that's been going on?
I think we lost Ann. we lost her. She's her call drop. Virgil, what do you think?
Well, you know, a lot of things, you know, are disturbing about all of this. But to me, the most disturbing thing of all is that we have millions of people in America writing letters, writing emails, raising hell about protest behind a blown call between the Saints and the Rams.
Mm-hmm.
If half of these people would raise as much hell as they're doing about that blown call during the playoffs to what we got going on here with our government, I think we could get some change. I mean, people's moral compass or compass of importance is just totally, totally out of correctness. I mean, it's just out of plumb.
Yep.
I could give less
of a rat's ass about the Super Bowl, about the NFL. I could give less of a rat's ass about those turncoat, kneeling during the national anthem, offended, overpaid bunch of hood rats that barely can spell their own name, went through all that college, can barely spell their own names, beat their girlfriends, fight dogs, get busted with drugs, DWIs, all of that shit, which if any of us did, we'd be 4 foot under the jail. Not in the jail, but under the jail. You know, I give a less of a rat's ass about them overprivileged crybaby son of a bitches. And what infuriates me is people are worried about a missed call on a referee on a sports curriculum that is clearly rigged. It's clearly rigged. The outcome of the Super Bowl is set in Las Vegas before the season even starts, ladies and gentlemen. When are you going to realize that?
We're seeing the works right now. My roommate and I was talking about this. And it's like we're seeing Nazi Germany all over again. This is how they do all this stuff, you know, and everything. Abortions, full-term killings, exact same thing.
We just had an incident down here. Where a kid, 20 years old, flipped out on these fucking antidepressants again, killed his girlfriend, her daddy, her brother, drove all the way from Livingston to Ascension Parish, and killed his mom and daddy. They caught him in Virginia.
Yep, I saw that. I saw that too. Oh, no,
a few minutes ago,
five cops were shot up in Houston, and another five were shot up in Denver, Colorado.
And here we go. It's all going to be the gun's fault. The gun possessed the human being to do this shit. You notice all the time when these Democrats get in power, this shit takes place. Wake up, people.
Exactly.
Wake the fuck up.
When now here in New Mexico, let me tell you what they're doing here in Mexico. We elected a governor that's a pure socialist liberal, owned and bought by in the deep state, and she's trying to pass all these bills. And two got passed today for assisted suicide for the criminally ill. That got passed. Abortion killing babies, that got passed. Now they passed another bill where illegal aliens come in and murder you. There's not a thing that I ever talked to you about.
Well,
hey, Joe, are you on your mic?
I'm on my mic. Yes, I'm on my mic. It's my connection.
Well, then it's your microphone. I told you a hard time about that ragged ass microphone.
Hotspot connection I'm using.
We're getting about every third or fourth word.
All right. But it's like I said, all this is insane. This is the exact Nazi use. These socialists are using right now. Everywhere. They're doing it as fast as they can before the government shut down. That's why they're pushing for all this.
Well, the thing is about this abortion issue. Now, Department of Corrections throughout every state are implementing this program, okay, because they went through this American ACA accreditation program to get out from the federal court orders. Okay, so the federal courts have released a lot of prisons in America from the federal mandate court orders, the consent decrees, whatever you want to call them. And now they are able to charge inmates for such things as medical treatment. You know, they get in fights, whatever, they got to go get stitched up, whatever. Well, they charge them for it. When they're released on parole, they get a bill and they have to pay it. Okay? Now, when you go and these whores, these trollops, these thoughts, these bitches that can't keep their fucking knees together and stay off their back, go and get 3, 4, 5, 6 abortions. Okay, that's my money paying for this. That's your money paying for this. Okay? Show me something that I signed that said you can use my money for this bullshit. You know, I mean, federally funded abortions, federally funded Planned Parenthood, that shit needs to stop.
Well, by law, it is supposed to be illegal to fund abortion, but that's like any other laws that our government chooses to ignore. They ignore it, and they're gonna spend our money on anything. And that kind of gets back to my point earlier. I mean, anybody that's got half a brain knows anything about history knows that right now at this point we're in deep, deep, deep doo. I mean, this is right down the Nazi party guidelines.
Oh, yes.
I mean, we're watching
history. I agree with you 1,000%. I agree with you 1,000%, Gunny. I agree with
they
you
are,
1,000%.
I mean, they are publicly and unabashedly calling for genocide against white people and Christians here in America, and nobody
well,
is calling on them.
About the abortion issue, okay, I've said it before and I say it again. Okay, personally, I am against abortion. But I consider myself to be in a warfare situation, okay? And any weapon that you can use, I don't care whether you got to flip over a rotting dead body to get an AK-47 and kill your enemy. I don't care whether you got to use his tank, whatever you got to use, whatever means necessary that kills that son of a bitch, okay? Same-sex marriage and abortion, okay? Who gets abortions, Russell? Who gets these things? Who gets these things?
Liberals.
People that are really unfit to raise children. If they believe in such a thing, then their parents were unfit to raise children.
Yep.
If you really come down to it, if you really look at it, okay. So, basically what we have here is potential single mother liberals, whatever, prostitutes, drug addicts, whatever, that if they had these children, they wouldn't be able to raise them right. They become a drain on society or whatever, and they'd become more liberals. They'd vote more liberals. Every time they'd hear free this, free that, oh, we're going to vote for this one, okay? Well, as far as I see it, let the liberals kill themselves and kill their children, and in 30 years we'll be rid of them, son of a bitches. As long as they're not pulling a lottery and saying, okay, your family, you have three children, you can't have one more, your wife's got to have an abortion, and making it mandatory on this, well, as long as that's not happening, if the liberals want to kill themselves, if they want to self-genocide, let them fucking go ahead and do it.
Well, but the, I have to agree with that. I really do. The only bad part about it is the majority of these whacked out fringe bitches are young white people. So while I have no problem with them doing that to themselves, they are hurting our culture. And whether people want to admit it or not, our culture is mostly Eastern European.
Whether it's a white liberal, black liberal, Hispanic liberal, Native American liberal, whether it's the green Orion fucking slave girl off of Star Trek liberal, a liberal is a liberal, just like a cockroach is a cockroach. You want to eradicate them son of a bitches. Ticks, mites, chiggers, just things that just aggravate you on a daily basis. You want to get rid of them. So if that's what they want to do, hey, fine. All you liberals, you move to California, you move to New York, you stick coat hangers up your twats, get rid of your kids. We'll just sit back. You know, Cat and Komatsu makes back holes. We'll dig the holes for you. Just crawl on in them.
Well, yeah, that is a valid point. It definitely is. And everything you said there is sound and good logic, Virgil, and it's hard to argue with that. It really is. It's just that
You're not going to stop it. You're not going to stop it. Care who gets in the Supreme Court. You know, the only way you're gonna stop it is to get rid of the socialist, democratic, liberals once and for all. Now, here in Louisiana, we have slowed it down because abortion, they slipped up. They slipped up. When they call these places Planned Parenthood clinics, okay, a clinic is a medical facility. So if a woman goes in to have an abortion, it's a medical procedure. All right. So now in Louisiana, abortions have to be performed not by a clinical personnel or general practitioner. They have to be performed by a surgical physician in Louisiana. And oh, they're crying foul and racism and all of this. No. You set the ground rules. So now other states like Mississippi and Alabama are adopting this law from Louisiana, and it's steadily moving. I think Georgia's moving towards it. but they have to be a licensed surgical physician to perform an abortion because it is a medical procedure. Yes, I believe you do. I believe you do. I believe you do.
It seems like I remember something about that here a while back, coming through or whatever. It caused a big stink. But I'm telling you, we're losing Texas here. I mean, it's ugly. These illegals just keep pouring in. And everybody went and I get so sick of seeing these people. Oh, wait, Texas flag. Yeah, Texas this, Texas that. We have been losing freedom. And our culture and our state at a rate that is absolutely astonishing. I'm talking about the last decade. You can probably go back two if you want to, but the last 10 years has been absolutely nuts. You think you got a bunch of establishment, big government Republicans in D.C., you haven't seen nothing yet. Take an eyeball, get you an eye full of Austin, Texas. I mean, it is absolutely the most absurd shit you have ever seen in your life. And the Chamber of Commerce and the Koch brothers, right? They're pulling away from the Republican Party and stuff like that. They didn't finance. They didn't donate very much in the last midterm, and they're sliding back towards Democrats. You know why? Because all these big corporations, whether it's the Koch brothers who own just about everything imaginable to the big construction companies. They do not want this flow of immigration, illegal immigration stop. They need it. It's cheap labor. They keep the wages here in Texas suppressed. I mean, I do okay, but I've been doing this for 30 years, and, you know, the powers that be fucked up bad enough with their licensing process and stuff like that that, you know, they've got licensed surveyors that can't run a crew. And all of a sudden, old motherfuckers like me that they've kicked around for decades, all of a sudden, they're going, oh, shit, nobody knows what the hell. Oh, we got these old guys. So, I mean, it finally paid off after 25, 30 years. But I'm telling you, Texas is going to hell in a handbasket quickly.
Well, it's the same way with the trucking industry now. It's the same way with the trucking industry, Russell. They did their best with this with calling this using the S word, the safety word. You know how they like to do that.
Yeah.
You know, with the medical examination. You know, putting all of these impossible. Which I mean, you'd have to be a Olympic athlete to pass what they wanted us to pass a couple of years ago, as far as the health physical. But now they're seeing an increase in accidents. They're seeing an increase in just poor maintenance on the rigs, poor pre-tripping, poor everything. And now they're upping the experience for higher on, and now they're upping the sign-on bonuses. So they're wanting the old truck drivers that have retired to come back to work because
yeah.
They don't have anybody to do this. I mean, you know, $120,000 tractor, and you got to haul $2 million worth of cigarettes out of North Carolina. You know, who are you going to trust that to? Somebody 8 weeks drive already? I mean, come on.
Oh, yeah. You know, and I mean, you see it all the time, too. Like, I'm on the road a lot doing my job and stuff. I'm checking on my crews and stuff like that. And I'm going to tell you, and it seems like it's especially gotten worse over. So how long have I been in Houston here? 6 years. I say Houston, I'm in the Woodlands. That's just north of Houston. You throw a rock and hit the Houston
cigarette with line, but I'm telling you, man, you never used to see this, hunger. When I drive down the freeway and stuff now, you see these truck drivers, and they're the young ones, not the older ones, weaving in traffic, looking at their damn phones when you pass them and stuff like that. I mean, you know, and
truckers, I was going to bring that up, Russell.
Truckers used to be some of the most polite drivers you could ever run across on the freeway and stuff like that, you know. And these things they got on the road now are some of the most unprofessional and just assholes you'd ever want to run across. And, you know, and I'm not...
Well, just FYI, Russell, if you are caught driving an 18-wheeler and texting on your phone, if you are caught, that is a $10,000 fine for your company, and it is a $3,000 fine for the driver, and you lose your license for a year. You see?
Uh-huh.
And that I get pulled over all the time at the scales because I drive chemical tankers. I pull a lot of hazardous materials, and I have to get brake inspections done all the time. They're nothing unusual. That's why I tell my company, you know, when they ask me, you know, can you get it there by this time? It depends on the scales. If they get pulled over, it'll be there when it gets there. That's all I can tell you. But I talk to these guys, and they're pretty good guys. Not all of them are horses' asses. You know, they're just doing a job. And I talk to them, and I ask them. He said, we had one come through here the other day. Sit there, wasn't paying attention to the sign. We told him, pull up, pull up, pull up. And he just went on and went, and turns out he was texting on his phone. He said, we get three or four of those a month. Three or four of those a month.
Right.
One of them even hit the scale house playing on his phone, playing on Facebook. Fucking scale house.
Well, okay. You take your truck and the average weight of a trailer, whether you're hauling liquids or dry cargo or whatever. What is that, 10, 15 tons, or is it more than that?
80,000 pounds. 80,000 pounds gross vehicle weight.
Oh, 80,000
pounds.
So that's like 40 tons. And these guys are running 40,000 pounds down the road. And I'm telling you, Virgil, I see it every day on the phone, distracted.
Oh, I see it every day too, Russell. I see it every day too. You ought to go sit at a. You want to enter. You're having a boring evening at the house. Go sit your ass at any truck stop in America, and you wait for a Swift KLLM driver, JB Hunt, or CR England truck to come into that truck stop, and you watch them try to back into one of those spaces. It will make your asshole pucker so tight you can't shove a needle up it with a jackhammer.
Yeah. I've seen, I'm just amazed at that, man. And like I said, what it is that they allow these illegals, and I see it in my industry too, and stuff like that. They have allowed these illegals and others to drive the wages down so low that people, a good, experienced, professional people are going to hell with this. I ain't doing this for this money. You know, I'll sit at the damn house and do woodwork out of my, you know, shop, or do a little welding and whatever I need to do to pay the bill, but I'm not going to do this job for what they're paying. And we see that all the time on my end. Is it the same on the trucking end?
Well, yeah. You know, I mean, and believe it or not, if I owned a fleet of trucks, no matter what it is, no matter what dry van, you know, a dry bulk or liquid bulk or whatever, if I owned a fleet of trucks, nowadays the only drivers I would hire are women drivers. Believe it or not, women drivers in the trucking industry have the lowest accident and incident rates in the industry right now. Female drivers, and I'm not talking about no big Bertha bus driver seat ass type chicks either. I'm talking about chicks, drivers that could be in Sports Illustrated swimsuit at these truck stops. I mean, I'm serious. I am serious. Crete drivers, they have hired a bunch of female drivers, and I'm going to tell you what, they look like they got these drivers out of a modeling agency. I'm telling you. You walk in, you wouldn't believe their drivers till they walk to the truck or you see them pumping fuel. You would not believe it, Russell.
Damn. Hell, I'm gonna have some power from engineering and
I tell you what, I ran up on one. She couldn't get her hood open. She couldn't get the hood open on her truck, and it's a tricky thing. It's one of them new Freightliner latches. She saw I had one, so she said, "You know, can you come over?" She said, "I got one latch in a," and I mean this chick here, she looked like a young Pam Grier. I'm telling you, she couldn't have been more than 26 years old. And I mean, I'd love to shake her daddy's hand. And I said, I cannot believe you're a driver. She said, I love it. She said, I love it. You know, I'm not bothered by anybody. I'm not married. I don't have any kids. She said, I go where I want, do what I want. You know, I love it. She says, I stay out three months at a time sometimes. And I said, well, more power to you, gal. More power to you.
Yeah.
And well, I see them, you know, I see them all over the place all the time.
Well, you know, it's good to see that there are some young people out like that in that frame of mind. Because, you know, when I was that age, I didn't have an off button. I mean, I just rolled and rolled and rolled, man, just wherever the work took me. And there was some time there that I didn't get home for. Shoot, I might have got home once a year at Christmas or something, just to see the family, you know. But that's when you make your money, is when you're that age, you know.
You also see those kind that you're talking about can't speak two words of English, got a truck that looks like it was made out of 12 different trucks, pulling loads, hazardous material up and down the highway, and you can, I mean, I've looked at these trucks, and I mean, it just sends a chill up my spine when I look at some of these rear brake pads on these trucks. And I, you know, how in the hell are they getting away with this? Hell are they getting away with this?
Well, I know, and I'm sure you see it all the time. But man, you want to talk about that kind of stuff right out there in West Texas, Midland, Odessa, oil field out there. Some of that shit they run down the road will absolutely scare the hell out of you, man. I mean, it is just, you're like, how do they get away with it?
Go to the PTL yard in El Paso, Texas. Go to the PTL drop yard in El Paso, Texas, or the Laredo drop yard in Laredo. And you watch them bring them NAFTA trailers, you know, with them Hoover vacuum cleaners and all that stuff for Walmart that's made in Mexico, Fruit of the Loom and all of that.
Uh-huh.
They bought them old J.B. Hunt cab over trucks. tires as bald, tires as bald as Bruce Willis, painted Aztec colors like you wouldn't believe, Mexican flags hanging off the CB antennas, and buddy, they ain't sparing the horses. Them son of a bitches are smoking. They spread mosquitoes with them son of a bitches. The rings are so worn out in them. And just steady hauling trailers back and forth across the border, down the roads. And, I mean, I'm looking at them. Oh, my God, let me get out of here because one of them going to pull in this yard, can't stop, hit my shit.
Yeah.
You know, if the brakes don't stop it, something will.
That is true, man. That is true. It always works out that way, man. So,
they hire on to these companies. They hire on to these logistics companies. And when it says logistics on the side of the truck, that means we'll hire anybody whether they can drive a truck or not. You know, when you see that fancy word logistics, that's just a fancy word. Get the hell out of their way. Because if you notice, you go down the highway, you see a truck that says logistics on the side of it, and it's 3 feet from the bumper of a car in front of it, going 70 miles an hour.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you see that in Houston all the time, man. You know, I mean, you're driving, you know, you're running 10 over or something like that, you know, and they'll come running up on your bumper. You ain't got nowhere to gear, like, you better get out of my way and stuff. Like I said, aggressive, distracted. I mean, it's a mess out there, man. And nobody really seems to care. You know, like I said, we talk about that in the track, but the same thing in what I do for a living, and two, you can't, now you can find some old, what we call our crew leaders, we call them party chiefs in surveying, okay, because they run the survey party and crew.
Right.
And occasionally you can find an older guy out there who actually knows what survey is and go out there and he can do anything you need him to do. But they have become so rare. And now you've got these guys that are just like the trucking industry, you know. They're running around out there calling themselves party chiefs and stuff. And they're nothing but a button pusher. They couldn't survey their way out of a wet paper bag, you know. And that's what this industry has declined to. I mean, it's been declining at a rapid pace because, like I said, they're not going to hire somebody who's capable of it. They're going to hire one. They're going to put everything on a flash drive, and he doesn't have to know how to do anything. And it is absolutely destroyed the survey industry. And there's a few old guys like myself left out there that know how to do it. I mean, now they're crying because they have to pay through the teeth for it. You know what I mean?
Okay. It's becoming more and more, you know, it's just like you said, you know, there is no educational system in America anymore. It's all indoctrination outposts and centers and all of this. I mean, back when you and I went to high school, you know, they had this thing called shop. You know, welding, pipe fitting, electrician. You could come straight out of high school and get a job, you know, being a welder or an electrician or a plumber. You know, you can't do that now. You can't do that. For whatever reason, they took that out. And that was the worst thing. And I was, when my wife and I went to Texas Roadhouse the other night, our waitress, we got to talk to her, name was Brittany. And she was going to LSU. And I asked her what she was doing. And she said, arts and science. I said, oh, you're one of those fine arts degrees people, huh? She said, yeah. I said, and what kind of job do you expect to get with that when you get out of college? And she said, whatever I can get. I said, well, you better hang tight right where you're at with that degree, being a waitress at Texas Roadhouse.
Yeah.
And And I said, your best bet is to get out from that student loan that you're under that you're never going to pay back. They're going to be on your ass. They're going to keep your income taxes and returns and refunds and this, that, and other. I said, your best bet is to go to a trade school or to a technical college or community college. I said, did you know technical colleges, when you graduate, you have a job waiting on you 6 months before you graduate? And she didn't know that. That was a surprise to her.
Well, you see, and you just made a very, very valid point there. And you see, and this has all been the plan for a while. And like you said, you know, and they quit doing shop and, you know, that kind of thing. You know why they did that, Virgil? I'm going to give you my thoughts on that. They quit doing that stuff because why? You can't indoctrinate someone who's out there working with his hand, earning his paycheck through sweat and blood, and watching the taxes come out of his check, and working with a bunch of old salty dogs who know what freedom is and know what America stands for, probably veterans and everything else. No, we can't have that. Everybody needs to go to college so we can indoctrinate them. You know, why are they pushing free college now? Of course, we know there's no such thing as free college, but you know what? People are waking up. You've got people going out there now in the apprentice programs, and that stuff is starting to pick up again. You know, you've got somebody coming out of a four-year college with, you know, $800,000 worth of debt and can't find a job. And you got old Joe over there who got out of school, got in a good apprenticeship program, you know, and 4 years later he's a journeyman, electrician, lineman, iron worker, whatever, and he's making $80,000+ a year. You know, but they can't have that. Everybody has to be indoctrinated, and the only way that can happen is to push everybody through these you call it, higher education if you want. I'll call it indoctrination.
Oh. I call it the pussification of America.
Right, right.
That's what
right.
I call
I
it.
Think
that's what I call
that's
it.
That's my thought.
Because
I think that's why they fought so hard to end that stuff.
You know, my stepson, he went to work on a workover rig. Okay.
Uh-huh.
And you know how guys are on construction sites, oil rigs, and workover rigs.
Yeah.
They sit there and they talk to each other like they're the trashiest motherfuckers in the world. Well,
yep.
He was down in the cellar with a hammer wrench and a hammer, breaking a header loose. And they were hollering at him. You know, hit that goddamn thing. Stop hitting it like a pussy. Well, he got all mad. Well, I said, well, son, you know, that's how it is on them rigs. That's how it is. You know, you don't say good morning to somebody on a rig. You know, when you swapping watches, you know, the man you relieving, you holler at him, hey, fuck you. You know, and he fuck you back. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, you flip him off, say fuck you, and that's just how guys are on those rigs. I mean, you know, there's no room for soft spots. There's no room for soft spots, and that's why I call it the pussification of America. Everybody's so sensitive. Don't offend. You know he's sensitive. Don't offend him. You know, and all of this, like this David Hogg, when he came out, everybody was saying this young punk went behind the ears, all of this. Then you had the liberals. That's a child. Y'all bullying a child. Then this kid with this Catholic school wears a MAGA hat. He gets a Stolen Valor blanket ass up in his face beating a drum, and everybody's wanting to kill him, and they want to do shootings at the schools and all of this shit here. You know, it's the double standard of the participation trophies, you know, just not being able to break away from mama's titty. I mean, we've just entirely let this generation of millennials or progressives, whatever you want to fucking call them, they're just pussified. They're pussified.
Oh, yeah, I agree with you wholeheartedly. And like you were saying, you know, it was a different breed. And we wasn't insulting each other, but that's just the way alpha males communicated. I mean, back when I was on the rig and stuff, when it was tire changes, stuff like that, you know, you'd walk out there, you might be in the middle of tripping pipe or something like that, you know, shut down, doing stuff, and you walk out there on the floor, you know, say, hey, man, go, hey, what's up, man? Yeah, it's the big dog kid, get your wormy ass out of the way. Let me show you how this shit's done, you know, and it was just alpha male shit. That's how we talked to him. Nobody got butt hurt, you know, it was just, I don't even quite know how to describe it, but men were men. Nobody got offended, you know, and it's all that started with all this political correctness shit. And I think that stuff started in the 90s. You can't say
it
that.
It used to be you could tell a worm, you know, you could tell a worm, hand him a styrofoam cup and tell him, go over there to the buck drums and fill this cup up with gasoline.
Yeah.
And, you know, he'd do it, and the cup would melt in his hand. Okay, that back then was called a practical joke. Now it's called hazing. It's a reason for a million-dollar lawsuit. You know?
Wow.
And,
We used to do all kinds of stuff, man. We used to run around the location and stuff like that, you know. Go get... Well, it was all field site, you know. Go tell that superintendent I need 50 foot of center line now, you know. And that young guy would go in there, and you know, the superintendent would play along with him. That's not where you get it, son. Carry your ass down to the tool shed, you know. And we'd run them all over that construction site until they finally caught on to the fact that they were being messed with, you know. Nobody got hurt. It was just all in fun. It was part of the, it was almost like it was part of the bonding process.
Yeah, we used to have the supervisor, the drill pusher, tool pusher come out there and holler at us all the time. Y'all need to quit that shit. I ain't got time for it. You know, because this one hand, we was on a quarter boat one time. And the lead man, you know, he said, let me see all your safety certifications and everything. And he was going through them. He said, where's your masturbation papers? He said, you stay on a quarter boat, you got to have masturbation papers. He said, you go to that fucking tool pusher, you tell him you want your masturbation papers. He said, don't leave out that fucking office till he give you the masturbation papers. And buddy, you should have heard the shit behind it.
Oh, yeah. I imagine that was
you know.
Stuff, man.
But, oh, yeah, it was good.
Yeah, and that's what I thought. See, they took all that away, pushing these kids through town, and everybody had to go. And, you know, we've talked about this before, too, but a lot of that falls directly on the parents. Stuff, you know.
That is correct. Them Agent Orange babies that came along.
Yeah. Oh, my
their daddies came back from
mom,
contaminated
like
with that Agent Orange, inseminated their mama, and then all of a sudden, all of the cells in their brain just went. And what has this got to do with the political situation of today? These retarded motherfuckers vote other retarded motherfuckers into positions of power, and they pass this fucking insane, immoral, evil, outright disrespectful legislation through the, and it costs us money to do this. The money they waste on these legislators, like these reparation bills, and this free college. You know, I'd like to have half of the money that Bernie Sanders has spent pushing his agenda through or Dianne Feinstein, which she's coming up with another gun control bill that is it's not being unveiled to the public yet, you know, for some reason. You know, I mean, my money and your money's paying for the paper and ink to print this son of a bitch on. I won't fucking see it.
Yeah, exactly. You know, like you said, you know, like we touched on here, you know, it became, I guess, I don't think it really started in the 80s. I think it was more like along the 90s. My child's too good to go out there and work for him. He's going to college. And he's special, she's special. And that's when all this stuff got rolling. And we talked about this before. They come out of college thinking that they don't have to, I've got a college degree, I should be able to buy a $500,000 house, drive me a Lamborghini, and everything is now supposed to be handed to me because I've got a piece of paper that says I'm a smart motherfucker.
But one thing, you know, keeps me from going off my rocker. I got a picture today from a friend. I'm not going to mention her last name, but from Miss Melissa lives right down the road from me. She got a photograph sent to her from Paris Island. And she said, she said, can you spot Tristan, her son, my niece's former boyfriend? And
yeah.
I scrolled a picture and I looked and I spotted his ass. And he's quite a bit thinner than when he left. And especially Paris Island this time of year. But that kind of gives me just a little bit of hope because he came out of school. He was a junior Marine ROTC for the longest, stayed in there quite a few years, stung with it, had some problems with his enlistment, but those were personal problems because of, you know, a breakup with a girlfriend and all of that. He was brokenhearted and stuff like that. But he eventually got in, and this is his fourth week at Paris Island, I believe. So that pretty much gives me just a little, and you know, with all the others with him, that pretty much gives me just a little bit of hope. That keeps me kind of on my meds, so to speak.
Yeah, and that's a good point, Virgil, because like I said, you know, and you're starting to see, and you're starting, nothing like it was when you and I were young, girl, but you're starting to see a twinkling of that again, because actually there's some parents out there who went, you know what, Johnny? You know, Johnny took off and went to school, college, and he was there for a year, year and a half, and he was like, fuck this, I don't want to do this, and he was studying beer and hot chicks 101 was his favorite class, and he didn't fit in there, and Johnny came out of there and went and got him a job, and he learned him a trade, and a perfect example of that is that young lady I've got working for me. She's 24 years old. Her parents, she may have just turned 25. Her parents pushed her to go to school, but she didn't want to do that. She's a little tomboyish, good-looking young lady, a little bit tomboyish, though, and she stumbled into surveying, and she loved it. And right now she is one at 24, 25 years old. She is one of the best party chiefs I have. She is a sponge when it comes to learning. And I wish I had 10 like her. You know, like I said, she's 24, 25 years old, and that young lady has got her shit wired better than I had wired at that age, I guarantee you. So, yeah, there's some stuff out there that gives us hope, Virgil. There really is.
Yep. And, you know, it's other little things, you know. I'm pretty sure you know y'all saw the picture of me with that little black girl, Ava, in Texas Roadhouse. And the way that started, it was four kids in there. It was two babies and two little black girls. And they were just so cute. It was different families, but they were just so cute, and the way they were acting, and the way, you know, and everything else, and they weren't acting bad or anything. But I said, Susan, they got the dessert menu. And I said, I'm going to get them one of them big brownies with the ice cream on it. So I told the waiter, I said, do it on the low down. I said, that one. I said, bring them four of those brownies. I said, put it on my bill. So they brought it around, and the parents were like, you know what, you know, they flipped out. And they were looking at me, you know, kind of cutting their eyes at me. I said, hey, it's a pawpaw thing. You got a problem with it? And then everybody in the whole fucking restaurant bust out laughing. So so the kids, they enjoyed it. And she came up and she said, thank you. And I said, can I take a picture with you? And Susan had her phone and she took a picture with me. And we talked a little while. And I mean, it was real nice. And her mom and daddy were very nice and all of this. So it's another thing I'm bringing up right here, right now. It is not Donald Trump that is causing the racial division in this fucking country. It is the motherfucking media. If we can sit down together side by side at tables in restaurants and sit there and eat, and we got steak knives. I mean, if we got a problem with each other, why ain't we stabbing each other to death in the restaurants with the steak knives? I mean, every time you come on TV, there's some kind of fucking racial incident, and naturally fucking Al Sharpton's got to run his big fucking mouth, and naturally fucking Maxine Waters got to run her big fucking mouth about it, and Sheila Stevens and all of that. You know, I don't see how these motherfuckers got elected, you know, unless it was a crackerjack election in a retard convention. But there is no racial division coming out of the White House. Donald Trump is not the racial division.
Well, and you made a very, very valid point there, Virgil, that I agree with you 100%. And in my daily life, and I tell you what, the company I work for, ethically speaking, it's a box full of fruit loops. You have every flavor you could imagine. There is no animosity. There is no hatred in day-to-day life and stuff like that. The only time you see that stuff is when these activists get involved and they're playing for the camera, and the media is more than happy to support that and do fake reporting on it. They want you to believe that there's this big, massive divide in the U.S. that white people hate everybody, and brown people hate white people, and black people hate white people, and brown people hate black people, and orange people hate everybody, you know, and it's just not like that out here. But they get away with feeding people that through the media and stuff, to where a lot of people think that this kind of animosity exists out there on an everyday level, and I'm here to tell you that it doesn't. Now, you got assholes on every side of the division and stuff, but I'm telling you, 80-95% of the people, this doesn't happen. And it's just when you get into these fringe elements, which is what the Democratic Party feeds on, is that's the only place you see that kind of stuff. And people need to realize how small a part of the country that actually is.
Yes. But when you have an educational system like high school. You know, I see this happening all across America, allowing these people to come in and lecture these incorrigibles and these impressionables and telling them that white people are born racist. You know, and you're allowing this to be taught in these schools along with your other indoctrination. You know, well, if white people are born racist, you know, how does that work? How does that work? I mean, you must be being taught racism while you're in the womb. And if you're being taught racism while you're in the room, well, you're an intelligent, breathing human being. So it comes, you know, but you're allowing this abortion thing to go on. So isn't that murder? I mean, if you're killing an intelligent human being that is born race, that is taught racism before they're born, I mean, aren't you murdering a human being?
Well, exactly. But you see, that's the whole thing about this, about these agenda-driven fringe groups and that kind of stuff. I mean, if you're looking for any kind of logic or consistency, especially in the Democratic Party this day, you will drive yourself absolutely fucking crazy.
Oh, I quit looking for logic a long time ago. I quit looking for logic with them a long time ago.
They will sit there one day and tell you that the sky is blue, and the next day they'll be on television going, oh, no, sky is blue. That's racist. The sky is brown. And that is the way it is today because X, Y, and Z group demands that it be that way because if we don't call the sky brown, well, if you don't agree with that, you're a racist bigot, you know. And
I'll tell you what, Russell,
it is beyond ridiculous.
I had about 10 of them, and I swear to God, if they could have shot a gun through Facebook, I'd be a dead son of a bitch right now. When we got into the born racist argument, and I asked them if they had ever read the Bible. How everything started. And yeah, you know, black people, the first people on earth, blah, 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 blah. Okay, I conceded to that. Wasn't going to argue with that. Okay. Now, the argument I made was, okay, I'm going to give you Adam and Eve being black. First people on earth, black. Okay. Things didn't go the way they planned. They ended up out in the wilderness, ended up having children, and this, that, and the other. They had to fend for themselves, okay? Now, if they had children, a female black and a male black, chances are their children were black also. Well, yeah, of course, naturally, blah, 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 okay? So I said, well, if white people are so evil, how come when Cain killed Abel, a black man killed a black man and introduced and invented murder in the world? Lord have mercy, it blew up. I was every type of racist son of a bitch you ever wanted to hear.
No, undoubtedly, undoubtedly.
What you're saying, Russell, is that if you take their version of facts and you agree with portions of those facts, and then you prove without a shadow of a doubt that by agreeing with some of their facts disproves the majority of their version of facts, you're a racist. You're a racist, you're a Nazi, you're a fascist, you're all of this. You know, so there is no logic. Liberalism is a mental disorder. These people are unspooled. These people are worse. These people are worse. These people are worse than them rags over in Saudi Arabia. I mean, they are worse. They are worse than them.
And, you know, we talked about this too. You can trace back where all this shit started, all the way back to the late 60s, early 70s, up into the 80s, when the big push came to remove God from everything in our schools and government. That's where they found this separation of church and state. Which is completely taken out of context. But Goebbels, the big propagandist for Hitler, make the lie big and repeat it often enough, and people will believe it. And they started removing the Pledge of Allegiance, the Lord's Prayer, Ten Commandments. They started removing that school, and we have seen a steady decline in society as a whole since that. I mean, it started out slow. It started out slow. Right now, we got a snowball over down a 10,000-foot mountain, and, I mean, this snowball is out of control, and I'm sorry, we're not going to fix this at the polls. The corrupt aren't going to indict themselves. We see that every day on the news. We see this two-tier justice system, and it's not middle America. It's not the same people. What these elitists need are these crazy fuckers to help push their agenda through to bring down America. Because once America falls, there is no bastion of freedom left in the world. None. Zero.
Well, Russell, it's all behind Israel. Because I'm gonna explain to everybody. The only thing that keeps Israel is the United States. We are the ones with our finger on the switch in case anybody tries to fuck with Israel again. Okay? We are the muscle for Israel. Once you destroy the United States, Israel is helpless. Okay? That is why we're seeing these influx, these people coming in, using up our system of free government and this, that, and the other. They're perverting it and electing this trash, this Muslim trash, into the Congress. Okay? Like this Palestinian Palestine. Boy, that makes me laugh. That makes me laugh. You know, Palestine.
Yeah.
Guess what? If you're a Palestinian, if you call yourself a Palestinian and you're listening to this show, little news flash for you. You're Israeli. There is no more Palestine. Palestine is nothing but a chair and a name at the UN and a flag. That's it. That's all y'all got. That's it. That doesn't make a country.
No,
you are Israeli. You are Israeli. Regardless of what you may say, I can call myself a Confederate. You know, I can call myself anything I want. But in reality, I'm an American. Okay? So you are an Israeli. So if you have any hopes, dreams, or whatever about getting your country back, treat that under the philosophy of Ted Cruz. If you give up any of your rights, don't plan on getting them back. Well, you gave up your country. You didn't fight for it because Palestine was basically the problem child of Islam. Y'all are the three stooges of radical Islam, of the Muslim community. All right? Y'all have fucked up everything y'all have ever tried. So if you think you're going to try to get back Palestine, the only thing you got is a chair at the UN, some idiot that y'all got up there trying to speak for y'all, and nobody's listening to you idiots. Yasser Arafat is dead and gone. He's dead and gone. And that was your last hope. And he wasn't much at that.
No,
he
wasn't
much at that. He was a Jerry's kid with a tablecloth on his fucking head and carrying a fucking wild pistol. That's what he was.
Yeah.
So if you have any hopes and dreams, all I can tell you is come into the fold. Stop acting like a bunch of idiots taping bombs to yourselves and all of this shit, because you're not doing nothing but making a bad situation worse. Y'all are Israelis now. Suck it up, buttercup.
Yeah, buddy. Yep, I agree with that wholeheartedly, you know. And, you know, I mean, it's ridiculous. And, of course, you know, too, you know people, too. And I don't think, I really don't think the left or whatever you want to call these bag of Fruit Loops running around here trying to bring soap. I don't think they have any idea how fed up America truly is with their shit. And I don't think our government has any idea how tired we are of them catering to these idiots. And